This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Peter Vandalinda joins me live in studio for an exclusive interview about the very latest on the Garbage Wars. And Peter, we have news breaking out all over this week. I appreciate you coming in on short notice. We spoke with Dave McNair a couple days ago, I believe, when he first broke the news regarding the city and county's interest in forming a legal garbage monopoly, which such a move has been mysteriously and upheld by the Supreme Court. I'm not quite sure why, but we do have legal monopolies in communities, whether it's, once upon a time, they had legal monopolies for cable television and these kind of things. And at any rate, let's start at the beginning if we can, and remind us how you're in the garbage business, that you have a facility in Fluvanna, correct?
We've been operating for a year with construction and demolition debris, and I'm happy to announce that a week ago last Wednesday we received our final approval to handle household waste. So there's now no type of waste that we're not ready to deal with.
And haulers pay a less of a fee to come to you versus the Ivy Transfer Station, right?
35% less currently.
It's a lot cheaper to come to you. A
lot cheaper.
And you have a machine that the Ivy Transfer Station, they just transfer it to everything to a landfill near Richmond, right?
Right now we have two machines, two facilities, again, to handle all types of trash. But this is important, and it's so simple. Finally, we have something that's very easy to understand. When you see a dump RSWA bumper sticker, which I seem to be noticing increasingly, that's a suggestion, but it's also an apt characterization of what they do. What Ravanna does is exactly what you just suggested. At the old Ivy landfill, they transfer waste from little trucks to big trucks and transport it to literally the dump in Richmond, a mega landfill. That is their sole function in handling all waste.
And that is a public entity.
That's right.
Yeah, public tax dollars paid to support the RSWA's IV transfer station.
That's right, and that's all fine and good. I have no objection or problem with them operating it themselves or privatizing it. I think it's obviously their prerogative to do that.
We're talking with Peter Vandalinda, and your machine, just to remind folks, your two machines down there take garbage and recyclables and sort it out for you. So you do not, now here in Central Virginia, as of last week, here in America, right here in our community, you don't have to separate out your recyclables anymore. There's no more separate bins for this color glass or this or that. You put them all in the same thing, take it to your machine in Fluvanna County.
That is right.
And your machine will separate out the recyclables automatically.
You sack the trash, and when your bag arrives at our facility, we have bag breakers, and it tears that thing apart and recovers the absolute maximum possible in terms of recycling. And I just a little sidebar on the facility. This thing didn't come out of a bottom of a Cracker Jack box. We've invested $15 million in it. We call it fondly the financial inferno. It's a very sophisticated, we're very proud of this facility and what it's able to accomplish.
And I've read in the Hook and reports about your facility that you have the largest one in America.
It's yes.
Yeah, and they're made in Canada, is that right,
these things? Our machines were built in Canada,
yeah.
Yes.
And so you open for business. You are obviously a private business owner, entrepreneur, in direct competition with a public entity.
Yes.
But you're offering a lot less, a lot cheaper, and obviously they're worried about their revenue stream, and they're not going quietly into that good night.
No. We've kind of gone to the dark side, really into the twilight zone, because the latest and greatest, well, for me, sitting innocently at the most recent regularly monthly scheduled Ravanna meeting just to monitor events was, from my perspective, jaw-dropping shock and awe. What they are now proposing actually fast-tracking. They had a special allocation of thousands of dollars, in Mike Gaffney's words, to get this done on or before the next regularly scheduled monthly meeting in the latter part of October, was to produce and what's called an RFP, a request for proposal. That's a request for to privatize a facility, which is fine. The facility, meaning the Ravana transfer station, which again I accurately characterized as a dump, because all we're doing is taking it to Richmond and throwing it in a hole. And I had no problem with any of that. The jaw-dropping part came when they are planning on including in the request for proposal a flow control ordinance. And what that does, plain and simple, is it makes it illegal to take waste anywhere but their facility. It's monopoly, pure and simple. It is legal. That's the scary part. When it passed in the United States Supreme Court, I guess we all hit the snooze button on that one, but it is legal. And fairly frightening from the perspective of it's as if you had a Twinkie store, and it's the only store in town, because all of the healthy organic food grocery stores were declared illegal. So the only thing you could live on is Twinkies, which a couple of Twinkies isn't so bad, but as a steady diet, day in, day out. And again, they would be able to charge $100 a Twinkie if they deemed that appropriate, is really a bad scenario. This has gone far beyond any lawsuit against me or putting me out of business. This really, truly affects everybody now.
We're talking with Peter Vandalinda of Vandalinda Recycling. How does it affect everybody if the city and the county create, privatize the Ivy Transfer Station,
right,
and then, you know, have this flow control ordinance that requires all garbage haulers in the area that they must go to the Ivy Station and that they cannot go to you?
The way that it affects every...
I mean, obviously it affects you. You're out of business.
Well, and that's fine, but this is much bigger than that. This affects every living, breathing human being in our area in two ways. One, recycling of waste ceases to exist. And I mean that quite literally, again, reminding you that Ravana is a transfer station. They transfer trash from little trucks to big trucks and send it to the landfill. So that recycling option is gone. Additionally, the second way everybody is affected is their wallets. In a monopoly, you can charge anything you want. They're already 35% more than I am. And once the recycling option is out of the way and there's only one Twinkie store in town, they'll charge anything they want. And I promise you, it won't be less.
So the government in this case, the city and the county, through the RSWA, can essentially pass the Ivy Transfer Station to a private business, a BFI, for example, just hypothetically, and then create a policy that all the garbage haulers must take our garbage to BFI at the Ivy Transfer Station, and BFI then can pretty much charge whatever they want because legally they have no competition.
Well, not to BFI. That's to presuppose that BFI is the one that...
Right, right. Whatever private entity now runs the Ivy Transfer Station. And they can charge whatever they want. They have no competition.
That's right.
Literally and legally, there's no competition.
Yes. All they need to do is enact the flow control ordinance. That's where I used to say I. Now I'm saying we need help. This ordinance is fortunately not on the books. They're going to try to enact it. I implore upon everybody concerned about the environment and recycling and frankly paying less to get more in terms of waste disposal from a value perspective, at every opportunity to try to resist and defeat the flow control ordinance from being enacted.
We're going to talk more about this in the next half hour. Peter Vandalinda is our guest this hour on Charlottesville Right Now. We're honored to have him live in studio. A break for local news and weather. We'll continue this conversation on the other side and talk about the latest on the money the RWSA has spent and is spending to try to put you out of business. And we'll also take your calls. I'm curious what the listeners have to think about the garbage wars. It's 977-1070. We're talking live in studio with Peter Vandalinda of Vandalinda Recycling, the very latest on the garbage wars and what the RWSA is doing in your name with your money. And it's just absolutely amazing. The more I think about it and the more I learn about it, I am shocked and bewildered. David is on line two in Albemarle County. David, you're on with Pete Vandalinda. Thanks for holding. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you all doing today?
Great, great. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you. Hey, I've got a question. So hypothetically, if this flow control was happening right now and I'm remodeling my house, would I not be able to bring my debris to your facility, Pete?
It would be a felony if you did so. And similarly for me, if I accepted it, I'm out of business.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's what's being talked about right now. And it's just amazing. David, what are your thoughts about this?
To me, it feels like we're in Cuba or something, that if the government can step in and tell me I can't recycle if I want to, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's amazing. David, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Explain to me why you think the RWSA and the city and the county are fast tracking this kind of thing, because that's what they said. That's the language they use. Let's make this happen as quickly as possible. There's no public input. There's no public hearing. They want to very, very quickly, speedily as possible, privatize the Ivy transfer station. And they have said, well, the only way we're going to do that successfully is to put in this flow control ordinance, which is the legal monopoly that drives you out of business. What's going on? I mean, how do you explain why this is happening so quickly?
Well, interestingly, as I said a week ago last Wednesday, I've received my final approval to handle all waste, to recycle everything on the planet. Quote, coincidentally, the following Tuesday, the flow control ordinance was proposed, and I can only characterize it as a sort of a last-ditch attempt by the truly desperate for self-preservation.
The public entity, the RSWA, trying to save their the transfer station.
Exactly, save their existence.
Instead of recognizing that they should be, I would think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but shouldn't we be saying as a community, we are so proud that a local entrepreneur invented a better mousetrap, is doing it better than the government could do it, and we will gladly shutter our doors here and send everybody to this amazing machine in Fluvanna, which turns all this garbage into recyclables.
But I've never suggested they shutter their doors. If they want to privatize, that's fine. If they can do a better job than I do, I want to learn from them.
Yeah, so you would welcome the market. Here's what I don't understand. How come at this meeting where they talked about very quickly, as fast as possible, privatizing the transfer station and creating this legal monopoly, why was there no dissenting opinion? Why was there no objection, especially from somebody like Ken Boyd, who is supposed to be the pro-market conservative, fiscal conservative on that body? He's running for Congress under those bona fides, and yet you never hear from him stand up and say, wait a minute, this isn't going to happen on my watch. I can't let this happen.
No, the request for proposal was they allocated several thousand dollars to get it done, quote, Mike Gaffney, on or before the next regularly scheduled monthly meeting. And the shock and awe from my perspective was really that the, quote, watchdogs, Ken from the county and David Brown from the city and even Judy Mueller, head of public works from the city, actually Judy's heading the task force to get this thing done. So that's where the sort of disbelief from my perspective came from.
We're talking with Peter Vandalinda. The phone lines are open right now at 977-1070. I'd like to hear from you, listener, and what you think about this. Here's your opportunity. I'm really curious what the listeners have to say about this, and if there's anybody who agrees with the RSWA, we'll put you through right away. And folks, what should happen? What are your thoughts about this? Because the Dave McNair also reported just yesterday that the Ravana Solid Waste Authority is using public dollars to also fight you in court. There's a $20 million lawsuit against you, which came before this talk of this flow control legal monopoly. And he reports that they've spent, for 2010 fiscal year, July and August 2009 show that $119,000 was spent on legal fees in 2 months, compared to about $70,000 spent on recycling operations. Overall, the RSWA rang up a loss of $215,000 during 2 months, because they're spending so much money trying to put you out of business. And that's our money they're spending. This is bewildering to me. I don't understand this. I cannot believe this is happening in our community.
I think this interview should be more a moment of silence than I. And if I were one of your listeners, I would be saying, "No, there's more to the story. This can't be it in its entirety." But I have to say, it is pure and simple, easy to understand.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And again, I go back to I'm honestly shocked. Shocked that Ken Boyd didn't stand up and say, "Now hold on a minute," because he has been consistently the right wing conservative, fiscal conservative, pro market. In my personal opinion, pro market to a fault, but nonetheless, pro market person. And yet, this is happening under his watch.
It's somebody should have stood up and said, "Stop! This is crazy." Flow control means, by definition, monopoly. End of discussion.
We're talking with Peter Van der Linde. Carl is on line one. Carl, thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, my question would be, is there anybody that we can call to voice our opinion to, or is it too late to do that?
No, sir. The ordinance still has to be enacted, so they're preparing this request for a proposal to privatize it again with the flow control ordinance. Virtually anybody in government would be, this has to be done grassroots because this is legal. This thing has been upheld in the Supreme Court of the United States very recently. So it's this literally the only chance we have is cards and letters to anyone who will listen.
Gene, thank you. I'm sorry, Carl, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sarah online too. Sarah, you're on with Pete Van der Linde. Go right ahead.
Yes, and my question is, is this just an issue of control of money? Do you feel like there's something else other than that that's going on with these government entities that they want to be able to have some control? What do you think?
Well, it's singularly due to income. The Ravenna was created when the landfill existed. And when the landfill closed, their income dried up. So they're looking for ways to provide income. And that's why creating a monopoly at the Ivy, the old landfill site, what's called a transfer station, it could produce income for them. The problem, from my perspective, and I think from all of the citizens' perspective, has to be that they're eliminating. And I'm telling you, it will cease to exist because my facility will close. Eliminating recycling, the option of recycling waste from the landscape. They will have a monopoly, and they will send all the waste to the dump in Richmond. End of discussion.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Gene on line three. Gene, you're on with Pete. Go right ahead.
Hello, Gene. It's Pete from Pete, this is Gene from Time Disposal.
Hey, Gene.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. I'm calling in just to say, you know that we have hundreds reaching thousands, or close to reaching thousands of people in Alamo County that have started to recycle through us, bringing our thing, us hauling it to you in your facility. And if any of those people are listening, they need to make their voices heard to stop this if possible.
Yeah, there's such a tsunami of people that are not just interested, but so relieved that they're able to now, again, simplistically stated, just sack the trash and know, absolutely guaranteed, that their garbage, all their garbage, is being recycled to the maximum. So that's been terrific. The other thing is to be able to accomplish that for less, to pay less. And if this monopoly, this flow control monopoly exists, not only will it go to the landfill, but they'll charge anything. They're already charging 35% more, but once I'm out of the way, obviously they can hit your wallets as hard as they deem appropriate.
Gene, thanks for the call. There's Gene with Time Disposal, and that is my hauler, I should say, and I'm actually very, very happy and pleased. They do a fantastic job. And along those same lines, let me just follow up on something you just said. We had a caller off air ask, Well, if it's not the Ivy Transfer Station that's the only one in business, what if you're the only one in business? What's to prevent you from raising your prices through the roof if you're the only game in town?
Well, there are other transfer stations. Greene County has one that competes on the open market. Of course, Allied Waste has one. But I'm all for privatizing the Ivy facility, Ravenna's facility, and create as competitive environment as possible, because everybody wins that way. It's cheaper and better.
We're talking with Peter Vandalinda of Vandalinda Recycling. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070. And Mimi is on line one. Mimi, you're on with Pete. Go right ahead.
Hello. I don't know why the county would do this unless they were in cahoots with the people who are trying to stunt growth or move towards negative growth, because then they can say that they can't handle any more trash, or that there's a limit to how much they can do, and so we have to limit the number of people. And I can see them doing that. And another thing, too, that's really, really atrocious is the supervisor,
Ken Boyd,
has not said anything. Capitalism is what keeps this country going. And the people who are opposed to capitalism are communists and socialists. And so it's beyond my scope that he has not come out and said anything. And to think that this man wants to be elected to even higher office, this is wrong. This is very wrong.
Mimi, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We've got a line open at 977-1070. We're talking with Peter Vandalinda, the very latest on the garbage wars, at 11 minutes before 5. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Let's go to Stuart on line 2. Stuart, you're on with Pete. Go right ahead, my friend.
Yeah, look, I don't really know much about the trash hauling business, but I've been following the articles in The Hook, and I think that Mr. Van Lin's done a great thing. And I just think it's contrary to what we all want to do as far as, a green movement, and it's un-American what they're doing to them. And I just think that I hope some kind of groundswell can come up to support him in this endeavor. And if the county or the city wants to have their own business, they ought to compete fairly.
Yeah, and thank you for the call. It's a great point, Stuart. Thanks so much. By creating an ordinance that requires people to take their garbage to the Ivy Transfer Station, you're certainly not competing fairly.
No, it creates a monopoly. It eliminates recycling of waste, that option for all the people in the Ravenna district. And I have no problem with anything that Ravenna wants to do to me. But when it comes to flow control, that's taking it to an extreme that I, frankly, am in disbelief.
Yeah.
It's just incomprehensible.
We were talking on the phone the other day, Pete, and you said to me, they've taken the gloves off and they've taken out the chainsaw.
I keep thinking I'm going to wake up, and this was just a bad dream.
Well, we've got a line open at 977-1070. We're talking with Peter Vandalinda, and I'm very curious as to what the listeners think about this. Ed, hold on just a minute. We'll be right with you. Let me ask you this, Pete. The RSWA, buttressed by the city and the county and our tax money,
yes,
is suing you for $20 million under RICO statutes as an organized crime leader. Are you a crook? Point blank. Are you yes or no? Are you a crook?
I can't wait to get to court. If right is might, I will sleep like a baby.
We're talking with Peter Vandalinda. Let's go back to the phones. Former Sheriff Ed Robb, honored to have him on line one. Ed, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm just great. And I've been listening to this conversation, and I want to make 2 points. Point number one, has anybody checked with our candidates for the Board of Supervisors to see what that have not yet been elected but will be elected in November, to see what their positions are? And secondly, I guess it's well known that I have a tremendous amount of experience in the area of organized crime, having spent some time dealing most particularly with the American and Italian mafia. And I'm going to tell you this from my own personal experience. Organized crime has made a tremendous amount of money out of flow control. They control the flow of garbage up and down the East Coast and have made tremendous money. Now, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, the irony of ironies that the folks suing Pete for being organized crime would enact flow control, which is historically one of the great tools of organized crime.
Exactly right.
Yeah, amazing. Thank Ed, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Doug. He's up on 29. Doug, you're on with Pete. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I would just want to say that I would support Mr. Van der Linde and his enterprise, and I will be making my thoughts known to my supervisor. I do think it's a little bit unfair for you to take off against Ken Boyd. I think you ought to have him on the show.
I totally agree.
Maybe,
he's welcome
maybe
on
let him comment on it, but I think to single him out of the five supervisors is a little bit unfair.
No, sir, the only
fair
reason,
point, fair point.
But the only, just so you understand, the only reason his name was mentioned, he is the singularly the supervisor on the Ravana board. He was present at the meeting.
None of the others were at this meeting.
Oh, they're not on the board.
They're not on the board. Yeah.
No, so that's the, we were in no way singling him out. It's just he was the only one present. The only footnote I want to add is, going back to Ed's point and yours, is that who has been contacted? I have to tell you, I need help. I'm kind of run hard and put away wet. I'm a one-man band. I'm building this thing, running it. By the end of the day, I tell you what, there's not a lot of time left over. I could really use some grassroots calls and help from concerned citizens, really citizens concerned about keeping recycling as an option and hopefully as a cheaper option.
Doug, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And just for the records, folks, Ken Boyd is welcome on this program anytime. Has been invited on this program, made it very clear that he does not want to be a guest on this program, and he's always said no.
And so, I'd love to be on with him, not in any way to be contentious.
No, absolutely not.
Always constructive.
If he's the one county supervisor on this board who's supporting this kind of thing, that you know, and I would feel the same way about Mr. Brown, who's the city representative on the board. Let's go to Rebecca in Charlottesville. Rebecca, go right ahead.
Great. I'm just a huge fan of what Mr. Vanderlinde's doing. As soon as I found out about it, I started driving my trash and recyclables out to Zion's Crossroads once a week, because the main thing they do that nobody else does is recycle plastics 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever, and I can't do that even locally. And now I can buy all kinds of things I used to feel guilty about, like I couldn't buy plastic pencils because you can't recycle them. And I just think what he has done is fantastic and very visionary and forward-thinking, and I wish tons of success. I've just signed up with a trash hauler. I'm going to start paying to have my trash collected so that it will go to Van der Linde. I was being able to just send my trash for free with my husband off to work, but now I'm going to actually pay every month because I'm so thrilled about it. So
your husband might enjoy that.
well, thanks, and I'm
thanks,
sorry.
Rebecca.
And I'm just sorry this program couldn't have been spent on all of the really exciting things that are going on in what used to be a very boring subject, but the exciting things we're doing on recycling.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I remember when you first came on this program to share this. Hey, folks, we have this machine here. It's the only one in America. We're so proud. The biggest one in America. We're so proud that this is right here in our community. And then shock and awe to see the reaction on the part of local government go after you for that. And literally, what we're seeing is them use our money to run you out of business. That's what's happening.
I mean,
at the end of the day, that's really what's going on. They're using our public money to put you out of business because you threaten their revenue stream. Yeah,
end of story. But now they're putting the residents out of business. And forget about me. To eliminate recycling as an option for all of your waste is wrong. It may be legal, but it's wrong.
Let's go to Betty on line one. Betty, real quick, got about a minute left.
Real quick, everybody knows, I guess, that I have been fighting this water dam thing. I have to tell the citizens, Mr. Van der Linden is doing an incredible service, but if you don't act quickly, the Ravana Solid Waste Authority will, and we will be out of the recycling opportunities for our community. So I urge and beg everyone, don't wait. Call Ken Boyd today. He's the only elected representative in the county who is on this board. Call David Brown, and don't let this happen, please.
Yeah, get this tumor before it gets to the lymph nodes.
Peter Van der Linde, thanks to all the calls. We appreciate it. This hour will be podcast at WINA.com. Pete, stay in touch, will you?
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.